I'm going to ask before I pray, my partners online and those who are connected with us. I think we have 1,000 of them. We had 2,000 the other night. I want 300 of you all to be in prayer meeting with us on Thursday at 6:15, this time by Zoom. About 300 of you or more. And then I want the membership to be here because we're getting ready for prosperity revival. And I think some great things are about to happen. Some of the points that I'm going to give out this morning is going to give you a great insight of what's supposed to happen to you and what will happen to you if you do it the right way. Yes. So I tell the membership, I tell the ushers, and all who hold in any place of position in the ministry, y'all need to be at prayer meeting. Pray that you can't praise. The praise will be here, but I just said you can't praise and don't pray. And so you need an anointing. Anything you do in the body of Christ, you need an anointing. That anointing is you got to participate in prayer. And so I'm going to ask all the membership to come out. I know some members staying home now because they don't know about finances. I feel so sorry for them. They've been around me so long. You ought to understand that I'm telling the truth. And they've seen manifestation. They've heard testimonies. I don't know. I'm going to hit a hard thing this morning early, real early, that you're going to understand why I'm doing this, because the Lord told me to do it. Lift your hand. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for all the visitors, all the persons online, and we thank you for the house. We thank you that you will reveal to us things this morning that we need to know. We thank you for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I'm going to make a statement right after I tell you the subject. I'm going to make a statement. The subject is, we're still talking about walking in money coming demonstrators, as money coming demonstrators, but listen to what he's going to say. Walking in money coming demonstrator, prophetic grace. Prophetic grace. All right. Now, you don't have to hold your hand up, but I want you to hear this clearly and see if what the Lord has sent to us is meaningful. Stopping the disgrace on the body of Christ living from paycheck to paycheck. With a God that we serve and all the insight God has given us is no reason you should spend your whole life living from paycheck to paycheck. If I was in the body of Christ to take a poll of how many in the body of Christ are still living from paycheck to paycheck, you would be sadly and begin to cry because it's sad, isn't it? So the father wanted to do something about it, so he gave those prophetic words of money coming, that his children don't have to live from paycheck to paycheck and retire too late. All of that is over in the body of Christ. We listen and pay attention. Listen to what he said, walking in money coming demonstrator, prophetic grace. Just the words, write the word down, prophetic grace. And I'm going to give you a strong insight on that. It means pre-toll ownership. Pre-toll or unfold ownership. Grace means you own it. Because God already paid for it with Jesus. How many understand when I talk about paycheck to paycheck living? Gee, we all understand it. Amen. All right, in 1 Corinthians, the reading we're reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, is something I want you to see. Money cometh is prophetic. We see that going to be a remnant that's going to be demonstrators, because many in the body of Christ not interested. They like their paycheck to paycheck living. And so they got to set up how they're going to do it. Yeah, in the 12th chapter, talking about the gifts of the Spirit, but I want you to see something in the third verse, 1 Corinthians 12:3. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to underline it, but by the Holy Ghost. Things in the Spirit, when revelation come, they cannot be understood or functioning in unless it's by the Holy Ghost. So money comes the same way. It's a prophetic word from God, but it won't do you any good just reading it, just saying it. It has to be performed by the Holy Ghost. Now, verse 4. Now, there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit. What I want you to see there is in the gifts of the Spirit, and in the manifestation of God, the Holy Spirit has to be involved. Now, there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit, all three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost involved. And there are differences of administration. Look what we say, fifth verse, but the same Lord. You see it?
Yes,
sir. Stay with me now. And there are diversities of operations now. Look what it says. So that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost involved, right? Now, notice verse 7. Because we're talking about the prophetic words of money coming. Notice verse 7 now. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, to some men. You wasn't talking to me. You're talking to the person sitting next to me. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to what? Prophet with all. You see that? And then prophecy is one of the vocal gifts, and the prophetic words of money coming. Knowing how to accept and walk in this prophetic grace, prophetic ownership, prosperity, wealth, abundant increase, and overflow is under prophetic grace, meaning is a prophetic favor for you, meaning that you own prosperity, you own wealth, you own debt-free living by being a child of God. How this was hidden from us. How was we blinded in this area? Because pastors are scared to talk about it. But not apostles. I wrote a letter in the 20s. And I told that man why God had chosen him for a certain area. Is because he didn't make choices. He made decisions. Now you see, you didn't catch it.
Yeah.
See, you got to get to the point that you don't make choices. You make decisions.
Right.
In other words, you don't care who going to the left, or who going to the right. You see something from God and you stepping into it.
Yeah.
You're not ready until you can make a decision. You got to make a choice here, all the blue and all the yellow, what one I'm going to go with. They're going to have you always have your split.
Right.
But when you come to the point where you can make a decision, you're in a different position. To walk in money coming, you got to make a decision. You got to recognize that it's come from God and that the threefold Godhead is at the head of it, and that it will not happen overnight, but it will happen. So knowing how to accept and walk in this prophetic grace, we call it prophetic grace. It's prophetic ownership of prosperity, prophetic ownership of wealth, prophetic ownership of increase, prophetic ownership of abundance, prophetic ownership of overflow. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
sir. It's prophetically from God, and it's not 1, 2, 3.
Yes, sir.
It's right now.
Amen.
It's supernatural.
Yes.
And once you set your heart to hear it as a word from God, it will begin to function in your life and function in your situation, and you will not travel with the crowd no more. The church took up on the world system when the church was sent for the world system to take up on the church system. We are children of God living normal. We live too natural. Miracles are looking for somebody to jump on. Signs and wonders are seeking somebody to yield to an out of ordinary life. We too ordinary. We walk around, and one of the reasons is, listen to me, one of the reasons is we do not have the word planted in our heart. And the only way you can get the word planted in your heart is through meditation. Spending enough time, that word can get in you, talk to you, expand you, open you up, and don't care what nobody else say about it. One of the first things the word going to do is separate you from your unbelieving family. This the way I'm going. I love y'all, but this the way I'm going because I see it in the word, you see. Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
And I know I had to repeat it again because it's the way the Holy Spirit said to me, stopping the disgrace on the body of Christ, paycheck to paycheck living.
Yep. Yep.
That's a disgrace to Jesus died.
Amen.
I disgraced him many years.
Yes,
you guys, y'all going to sit there and lie? I disgraced him many years because I didn't know. I didn't know he was concerned about it. Even I was a Christian, and I still disgraced him because I lived a regular life. You have no business in no aspect of your life to live regular. If you're a grace wearer, you have no business to be normal. Prosperity is a grace that must be put in place by the remnant. The crowd not going to do it. I told that political man, the Lord told me to write him, I told that political man, I said, the reason God has chosen you is you're not making choices. You're making decisions. You got to make a decision. When revelation comes, when God speaks to you, when you hear the word of God, you can't ask anybody on your road, you're going to accept this? God, my walk with God is personal. Talk to me here. Somebody. We're not going to vote, or we're not going to discuss my walk with God. Whatever he says, And it created miracles because John 2:5 said, whatever he said to you, do it.
Right.
And that water turned to wine.
Yes.
There in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You already blessed. Every blessing already belonged to me. Say it. Every blessing. Say it this way now. This is a strong one. Every blessing in the Bible. Belong to me.
Belongs to me.
Isn't that something? Every blessing belongs to me. Now notice Ephesians 2, chapter 2, before I go any further. Ephesians chapter 2, and it sums something up that I think we need to sum up. Verse 8. It sums a divine operation, a divine way to get out of any mess you're in, any mistake, and we all make mistakes, any mistakes you've made in life. Here's a divine setup that's been hid from us, and we're trying to get something that already belonged to us. We're begging, spend an hour. And we could just go right there and say, look, I'll come and pick up this. I'll come and pick this up.
Right. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't you like, I'll come to pick this up?
Yeah.
Huh? Like without praying 2 hours and without your crying, I just come to pick this up.
Yes.
Anybody got anything they need to pick up?
Yeah.
Y'all better listen to me. I'm preaching here.
Yes, sir.
The Lord then brought you the revelation that your ownership give you the right to pick it up.
Thank you,
Father. No, I didn't say pray it up.
Pick it up.
I said pick it up. Yeah, we're going to pray.
Yeah.
But I didn't say pray it up. I said pick it up.
Yeah.
You ain't never heard that before.
No.
How many of y'all got some stuff y'all want to pick up?
Oh, yeah.
How many of y'all know that God wants you to function in more? I think what my son said earlier about we should have some examples in our life. Sinners can't see revelation. But they can see manifestation. And if they see manifestation, they're going to ask you about revelation. How you got where you are. I know I witnessed in my neighborhood. I get on a mule, whatever you call that thing, ride around witnessing, be praying. I ask God for 2 every day. And whenever I'm close to my house,
yeah,
I have no problem. I ask them about Jesus, and they say, where you live? I say, I live right over there. And they want to see my house.
Yeah.
Pray, let's pray. You ought to have something for people to see. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all all spiritual. I know y'all all spiritual. Y'all, hallelujah. Y'all, hallelujah. I can't see no hallelujah. Especially a sinner. I don't want you to know hallelujah. I want to know what your God can do for me. Verse 8 of Ephesians 2 will sell out everything with you. If you understand how it functions, you understand that your grace is ownership and faith is stewardship that activates the ownership. Grace is stewardship, ownership. Faith is stewardship that activates your ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn that, nobody can stop you.
Right.
Look what it says here. For by grace are you saved, right? How many of y'all saved?
Yes, sir.
You got it. You had to go through faith. You couldn't just go through grace, right? Through faith, and that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Wealth is a gift. Prosperity is a gift from God. And listen very carefully. He already has given it.
Yes.
All it needs now is for us to be living it. How many of y'all want me to preach about being poor this morning then? About being broke? I preach a little brokenness. I mean, let me find a text here. We'll never have nothing in our life. I just want, you know, I don't know if you want me to preach it, you know. You're going to be broke all the days of your life. The car you want to drive, always somebody else driving. All you can do is wave at it. You're always sitting in front of somebody else's house. See, y'all got a little live when I start talking like that. Isn't that something? Here's a question the Holy Spirit told me to ask you. We're talking about walking in money coming, demonstrator, prophetic grace. How blessed are you going to permit God to be in your life today? God is saying, I can't go any further in your life than you permit me to go. Turn to Joshua 1:8. You ready to change your life? Joshua 1:8 is the changer. You see, you cannot just read the word, recite the word. You got to stay with the word until it's planted in you. When it's planted, then God can manifest. Plant the word in you. Read it over and over every day. Just read it. Just hug it. Plant it. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou should meditate therein day and night. How often?
Day and night.
Why? So that means if you don't meditate it, you're not going to observe it or do it. Because you don't know what was said. So who hands your prosperity in? Isn't that subject? So if you're broke, the devil made me broke. The devil can't keep you broke. Why? Because grace is stronger than him. Grace already have given you ownership. Well, I'm going to say something. I'm going to see what you're going to do with it. Everybody in the sound of my voice is going to retire rich. Online. Where you at online? I heard that in the spirit. Now, if you follow through, everybody under the sound of my voice going to, now you're going to be rich way before you retire, but you're going to retire rich. Going where you want to go, how you want to go, staying long as you want to stay. That's what God, that's God's plan. Somebody dance a little bit about that. That's God's plan. Dance in it a little bit. Yes, sir. Come on. Dance in that space. I received some. Dance in that space. And tell somebody my paycheck to paycheck living is over. Girl, you keep going up. It's $2,000 here. You keep going up here. Yes, son. It's a $100 seed. Come on, dog.
God bless you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. $100. Let me ask a question, because I feel a pregnancy of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever lived a day debt free? The economy is about to slam earth where people can't make it. Everything three times higher right now, and it's going up. And the government don't know what to do with it. So the church got to take over. Are you following me? I'm ministering to you all over the world. I'm ministering to you. You're not going to have no problem with finances. You're going to buy what you need. You're going to buy what you want. And you're going to buy something to help somebody else. I want you to declare right now, my cup runneth over. Sit down. Y'all listen now because you haven't heard this before. Listen. All my visitors, listen. You're in amazing grace will save you in every area of your life. Yes, sir. We've sung that, you know, as a Baptist boy. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. All bills will be confronted by money coming grace today. Will you accept or reject? Let me read that again. Because as sure as I'm standing here, somebody pay it off. As sure as I'm standing here, I feel it. Come on. I feel a pay it off anointing. Yes, sir. All right. That's a $1,500 check. Now, this is amazing here. This is a pastor. He's one of my MVB, but he's a pastor. Since I started teaching on money coming, he knows how important it is. Yeah, I mean, every Sunday he gives over $1,500. Sometimes him and his wife both come. He got a son. He got his son teach or his wife teach. He take off to come here. To be fresh under this anointing.
Yes.
What do you think will happen to his people? Yes. This ain't no play thing, boy. What till you turn? Nowhere. Let me read this statement again then. I got some scripture I want you to look at. You may not like to look at them. Because they're flat foot cussing you out. The scripture cussing you out. Because why you see the scripture curse? Because the curse come when you don't follow scriptures. The only reason all of us not out of debt is the scripture is cursing us. Because we don't obey them. See, y'all, he's talking about the scripture curse me, huh? I'm holy. You can't be holy broke. You're a holy lie.
Come on.
Now, an apostle doesn't preach by choices. Because people don't control it. So for deliverance to come, many times you had to be faced head on and snatch that mess out of you. Because God love you and apostle love you. You got to know the truth. Jesus said, the truth will set you free. We've been broke too long. We've got too many preachers preaching against prosperity with their dumb self.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Poor God, give me suppose God would have given me a boat to go preach in. And I got to go to Chicago. Now, where am I going in this boat? Where am I going?
Come on.
No, I needed a jet. God wants you to have more.
Yes,
you love him, don't you?
Yes,
y'all be crying and loving and praying. God wants you to have more. You already see grace. Grace means ownership.
Amen.
Come on, son. Jesus Christ. I receive. Still, you still out of debt?
Still out.
Both of the house still paid for?
Yes, sir.
Both of the house. Yeah, now I want y'all online. I want y'all, when things happen, I need to find it. Now, help me preach a year, and you somebody tell me I'm be modest. I ain't got no time for no modest. When the Holy Ghost start doing things in your life, I want to know about it.
Amen.
That don't mean I'm going to sit down and talk to you all day now. In that time, yeah. I'm going to give this to you again, and we're going to the scripture. And there's some scripture we've got to go over and over again. Amazing grace will save you in every area of your life. Every area, including this area. All right? You got it? All bills will be confronted by money coming grace today. All bills, everybody you owe, they'll be confronted by money coming grace today. Then the question is, will you accept or reject? Because along with the revelation, instruction going to come. You have to follow the instruction. You can't just be saying money coming. You got to follow money coming instruction that come to you not by Leroy, but by the Holy Ghost. All right, now. Sit down and turn to 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
For the Lord is good.
And his mercy,
endureth
forever.
I'm blessed right now.
I'm anointed right now.
God's presence is on me right now.
God's presence is on me right now.
God's blessings are on me right now.
God's blessings are on me right now.
I'm out.
Matter
of fact, I'm out and I believe I'm going to shout. The walls didn't fall until they shouted.
Yeah.
Shout your way out of there. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Say it, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Don't get your feeling and your faith mixed up. You shout by faith, not by feeling. If the feeling comes, it's all right, but I'm going to shout anyway. Because if God is not talking to nobody else, he's talking to me today. This is my time.
This is my moment.
All the prayers I prayed
are
about to be answered right now. Hallelujah. 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 I said
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's no clearer than this. You may be seated. Come on, daughter. No clearer than this. See if you see it. $100 seed. Hallelujah is right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
I feel like getting stirred up in here. How fast could you run if you wasn't broke? You had no more bills. How fast could you run if you had no more bills? How fast could you run if you were completely out of debt? How fast? What kind of move you would have? You completely out of debt. All right, just stay in your place. Just stay where you at. That's all right. Just stay where you at. Y'all run. The rest of y'all stay where you at. Come on. That's what the Spirit of God told me to do. Still tell them run. Tell them run. Run like you're out of debt. Run because you're out of debt. Run because God paid everything. How fast could you run? How good can you sleep? How good? God. Shout it out. You got it right. Yeah. It's time. Body of Christ. Online. Somebody shout. Oh, my goodness. I'm out of debt. Money coming. Hallelujah. Now, to me. Receive your seed. $300 seed. Hey man, let me shake your hand. Good to meet you. I heard about your mom and dad.
500 wasn't enough.
Love you too, sir. Hallelujah. Isn't it good that two men can tell another man I love you? I'm talking about real men. We still got some men, partner.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Receive. Yes, ma'am. That's a $500 seed.
Hallelujah.
Girl, don't you fall out on me. Give me the juice. Get away from me. Good. That's $500. Get away from me. She about to fall out, boy. I can feel it. I can feel the vibration, man. That's a $200 seed. You know what I'm saying? I can feel it. I can feel the vibration.
Hallelujah.
You had the audacity to stay still when the apostle said how fast you can run. It tell on you. The Spirit of God is in his house. Come on, son, daughter. Jesus Christ.
$200 baby seed.
So? Oh, we can get a baby. How fast you want a baby? You want a baby now?
Yes, sir.
Come here, Usher. Yeah, this is one of my anointing. Y'all know that, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to be pregnant, girl, before you know it. Huh?
Hallelujah.
I love to see a man and a woman want a baby.
Yes, sir.
Because two men can't have no baby. We got to get back to living like the Bible describes for us to live. Man be a man and a woman be a woman. He want to make her pregnant, she want to be pregnant.
That's right.
That's the way God designed it. Everybody I laid hand on received, you know. Yeah. Some got more than one, though. Caught how strong the anointing is when I lay hand. I mean, a man had been trying for 80 years. Businessman. I said, no, you ain't had to go through all that. I laid hand on. Matter of fact, I didn't get a chance to lay hand on his wife. I laid hand on him. Girl, you pregnant. Somebody tell me, yeah? Let me know as soon as it happens.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pregnancy right now. Hallelujah! Aren't you happy for him? Hallelujah! Come on, son. I say I love you too. Remember now, I'm not preaching by choices. How? By decision. I think this is a revelation that every person in the sound of my voice should catch right now. You got to make some decisions. You're not going to be able to deal with whether she lack it, or he lack it, or they lack it. You're doing it because God lack it. And he told you to do it. See, you're not going to be free until you be able to do that. You got all these different people you got to answer to. Oh, no, baby. You can't answer to all them people. One God. One of the secret of success in my ministry. One God. I follow. Whatever he tell me to do, I do it. They got 700 going the other way, telling me I'm not going to make it. I didn't even hear them.
Amen.
Come on, son. I didn't even hear them. I don't even hear them. That's the first you got to come, Richie. All right, it's a $300 seed. He's sowing all the time. Seed, all right? That's a $100 seed. And I'm taking these seeds because I know what seeds can do. Sit down, we're going in seed territory right now. Because I got to make this statement again. I told you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. The reason we keep turning to that chapter is a reason. That chapter is a profound chapter on how to get you in and how to get you out. It's so simple, the enemy don't want us to see it. He wants us praying hours and reading the Bible 15 hours and all that, and it's already out. How many here with me?
Yeah.
I tell you right now, you ain't no Sunday school class. It's time for promotion. I'm going to say it like this. It's time for prosperity promotion. Who got odds against that? You the dumbest person. It's time for abundant promotion. It's time for wealth promotion. Now watch the word now. Watch this word. This is a dangerous word if you don't know how to handle it. Remnant. Remnant. I'll put the two words together. Remnant and decision. You're not in a place to be asking permission. Should I do this? Would you do this? The person don't have the revelation you have. Why would you ask a non-revelation person, would you do this? They wasn't even here.
Amen.
They don't even have the anointing on them.
Amen.
They might have a little degree to shake in your face. All the people I went to school with, we graduated with, they can't shake no little degree in my face. Because I'll shake some money in their face.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, receive. That's a good seed. That's a decision, right? You got to make it. Yeah. So my question is, I'm going to close in a minute. My question is, have you made the decision to be a sower? No arm twisting. And you ain't going to hell because you don't sow. You're already in hell. Let me say that again. It sounds good. You ain't going to hell because you don't sow. You're already in hell. Satan already got you in hell because he got, remember the rich young ruler? He couldn't sow. Listen, my brothers and sisters. Listen to what the apostle about to say now. You cannot talk about flowing without sowing. Now, I can pacify you and not talk about sowing, but I violate the whole Bible. Matter of fact, you violate grace itself. So you see, if I had to make choices up here, I couldn't preach to you. I couldn't preach to you. Because I got, what this group like? I don't like this. Look how they're looking at me. Or what this group, I don't care how you look at me. I'm going to give you the truth. You either get set free or just stay where you're at. Come on. You're going to have to be, right here, a sower. Have to be a sower. Thank you, Lord. $1,000 check, too. Hey, boy. Come on. Hey. Sometimes people, yeah, you make sure them steps know you coming up there, buddy. You can hold me down, $500. Second Corinthians chapter 8. It's First Corinthians, isn't it? I don't know what one it is. Huh? It's Second Corinthians? Where I'm at? I know you don't want me to get there, but I'm going to get there. Now, you're going to have to endorse this revelation in your life. You're going to have to do it freely and cheerfully without anybody twisting your arm. You're going to have, listen, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to see this for yourself. I'm not going to be to just read it to you. I'm not going to be to just teach you about it. I'm not going to be to prophesy about it. You're going to have to let the Holy Spirit show you himself. But you're already out. And you're already in. And you're already on. Stop that mess about the color of your skin. I'm trying to find it. The color of your skin determines whether you can. No, it's not in you. You've been programmed down too long. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Can I preach here for a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
We're going to go in a little while, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. I'm not only talking about it, I'm walking about it. You didn't get that.
Yeah.
I'm not on it, and I came through the channels.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I came through the broke stage. Oh, Jesus. And I stayed too long. Then the Lord gave me the money coming. Why would he give me money coming? Ain't no money was coming. Yep, I say you got to be bold. Got to be bold. You can't be blessed if you're not gonna be bold. I receive that's a good check. Come on, son. All right, I see you. $100. I see you. Yes, ma'am. It's $100. I see you. Now, in my conclusion today. I might do a part two, walking in money coming, demonstrator, prophetic grace. When I say prophetic grace, what am I saying? I'm saying it's a word that God has prophesied and it's already your ownership. So debt-free living with what you desire is prophetic. See, we're not talking about cutting back. You don't have nothing. That man, like that man walk with me. With a group of men, I tell it over and over again. And I just got to the point where I was debt free and I had some nice things, I was debt free. And he said, I'm debt free too. Man, we're walking, you know. I look back and said, but you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no house. You barely got your wife because she think about leaving you with your broke self. You talking about you debt free too. We ain't talking about that kind of debt free. Just somebody want to say something, you know. I'm debt free too. Ain't got no car. But you ain't got nothing not to be debt free for them because you ain't got nothing. You might be sitting there today talking about I'm debt free. You ain't got nothing. We're not talking about ain't got nothing debt free. Nobody want what you got. Nothing. It's amazing grace in this 8th chapter. It's amazing. I don't know. It's amazing how we missed it. It's so simple. The 8th and the 9th chapter. You need to read those 8th and 9th chapters over and over again. Talk to the Lord about it. Say, Lord, show me this. Look what it says. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you the witness of the grace of God. Witness what?
Grace.
Bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. All right, what kind of grace he put on them? What kind of grace?
Sowing
grace. Everybody say sowing grace. Do you have any sowing grace on you?
Yes.
Are you ducking right now and think I want your money? Online. Anybody duck? Well, are you ducking? No, God didn't send you yet a duck. God sent you yet a do and to be delivered. And to get out. You got to let this grace come upon you. I dare you say, Lord, put sowing grace on me. Right now. Now listen. Now the one who put the sowing grace on you, look in 2 Corinthians 9:10. He put the sowing grace on you. Look in 2 Corinthians 9:10 now. He seeds you and feeds you. He give you the seed and he feeds you while you're sowing the seed. Remember that voice saying right there? He anoints you to be a sower and put the seed in your hand. And feed you while you're sowing. See, you're not going to really see it unless you've been through it. Because I don't know, we were sowing But I don't know in the natural how we was eating. We go up to that camp meeting, Brother Hagin. We go up there to sow. We had some things we needed to pay and some food we needed to buy.
Yes, sir.
But he fed us.
Yes.
I remember I was sitting at a table with about 5 millionaires. Men owned big companies. They just had let me come with them, you know. And a bonus came up with me and said, take the ticket. We was out eating. Take the ticket. So, man, I said, all right, take the ticket. So when the ticket come, I grab it. And they felt so sorry for me, you know. So, no, you know, I said, I got to have this ticket. See, the Holy Spirit told me, take that ticket. You said it up. I ain't being there. I ain't taking that ticket. No, the Lord told me, take it. I took it. But now I'm one of the millionaires sitting at the table. Y'all ain't shout enough off of that. Tell three people I'm going to sow my way out. Tell them right now. I'm going to sow my way out. I'm going to sow my way in. God going to give me the seed. I'm going to sow it. Where he tell me to sow it. Let me tell you something else. In the seem like delay, don't worry about it. The delay is growing time. Stay in the flow no matter how it look. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. So sometimes the higher you about to go, the longer it seems like it's going to take. Ooh, come on, dog. You heard what I said? Sometimes, it takes longer. You might be going higher. See, my jet got 3 engines on it. The average jet got 2 engines. But I got a Falcon 900. It got 3 engines. So therefore, at the airport, right down the street there, a plane my size can land. But because it got 3 engines, the thrust enabled to land on a shorter landway. I declare you got 3 engines. You about to land, come on. You about to land places. Ooh. You about to land places. I'm about to close, but you about to land places you never been before I received. You about to land the $100 seed, $400 seed. You about to land places that you never been before. Matter of fact, let me tell you this while I'm preaching. I'm the first preacher had a 900.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
First in Darrow.
Yes,
the first one had a 3-engine plane. I'm the first one. They can say what they want, the lying rascal. I'm the first one. They don't want to talk about it, but I'm the first one. Then I was able by sowing gazebo out in my yard. I called one of my sons. And I told him I was going to get another plan. I told him, I said, now I want you to take this plan, son. I said, we're not going to talk about no finances now. We're not going to talk about no prices. I want you and your family to come pick it up and fly on back to your house. I want you to know God ready for you to have it. He said, I don't know why. It just made me mad. I said, okay. I hung up. I said, okay. I prayed in tongues a few minutes. And I called him back. I said, look, boy, I got this from God. You just obey God. I know you're a little scared. This is kind of, but just obey God. He obeyed God. And he's flying in and out. So that's why I tell you now, Get this blackness off of you.
Amen.
You're the black man.
Amen.
Talking to a black man about green stuff. Come on, son. He had to pay no interest. All right, son, I'll see you. He had to pay no interest. I just give him a ridiculous, I think I told him $1 million. I said, pay it anytime you get ready. And your family come picked it up. Him and the family flew off. No paper sign, nothing, son, nothing. Two black men. But had green involved. You know, I'm just telling you this stuff so you know I've owned 4 jets.
Yes, sir.
And 4, I had 4. I'm in my 4th jet now. I don't know nothing about no jets, but I know Jesus.
Yay!
And see, y'all think about some little Marla plan. Y'all think about them little planes y'all see flying over here. Them people, they fly over from here, fly down the street, and you got to fly back. No, we're talking about a plane. We're talking about going to Hawaii with no stop, just fly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But from scratch, I came out here, took this little church, and had them on 10. How many members we had, Gwen? About 40. And they're paying me $160 a month, I believe. I quit my job making $107 a month. Y'all better listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
While I'm doing this meeting, every Wednesday night, you got some businessmen fly from out of town. That's a businessman up here now, more than one. Fly, and he's a businessman. Fly from out of town, they just won't be in here.
Yes,
every Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
Turning millions of dollars or losing the body of Christ. Pastor better not say you got a project. One of them will take it over.
Amen.
Say this with me,
I'll never be broke.
Another day in my life. Because
I'm a soul.
Sowing grace is upon me right now. I will retire
when I'm ready.
Rich.
Blessed.
Beyond measurement.
I'm
going to live alone.
Strong,
prosperous
life.
I thank God.
I speak for myself.
I walk by faith
and not by sight.
Here's why. Money coming
to me now.
Where it come?
To me now.
See, it's not, this is not selfishness.
Amen.
When he gave it to me, he said, tell him, it come to me now. I'm not talking about the person next to you. There's a money come as flow. Belong to the body of Christ. No matter how high things get, how high fuel get, cars get, we're not going to have no problem. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to tell about a good God we got. Let me close. You want to tell about a good God we got? Money
coming
to me now. All money has to obey your voice. Your voice is anointed prophetically from God. Why do you have to see something you lack, talking about I'll be back?
Amen.
Why you can't take it with you now?
Yeah.
Why you got to keep saying I had a dream?
Yes.
Once you go on, live your dream.
Yes.
Before you can live your dream, you got to give your dream. Tell the person next to you, be a soul.
Be a soul.
And tell them, if not, you're going to be an oar. You either sow or oar. You understand what I'm saying? You understand how, oh my goodness. You understand how far out on the limb I'm on?
Yeah.
For the body of Christ?
Yeah.
I've been preaching this for 10 times now, right? We're going right, 12. And we're going right into prosperity revival. All pastors preaching about it, money. Go to a nice restaurant. When you leave here, just go there. And tell them, you know, when you get through, just tell them, I'm a church member. I just left church. And then when they come and get a ticket, I just left church. I love God. And whoa. Oh, and they bring the check and say, let's pray. Or let's sing Amazing Grace. No, you need money to operate in this world.
Amen.
And you got it.
Yes.
He said, he out there teaching prosperity and people bring their money up. And you know, he taking all that money. I ain't got to take no money. I'm a soul. I don't lie to y'all. I didn't build a house way back in the woods where you can't see it. This poor, we're gonna close. This poor here. May this anointing come off on you. Oh man. May this real anointing get on you when we pour this time. May it set you financially free the rest of your life. No matter what the people are going to talk, they're going to talk about you. You stay in a toilet, they're going to talk about you. You just stay in a toilet, a non-flushing toilet. They're going to talk about you. Don't let that bother you. See, y'all ain't never been in a toilet that you couldn't flush. See, I've been in toilets where you use them, but they don't flush. It stays there. When you go back the next time, you say, hello. See, some of y'all young people don't know nothing about that. Outside toilet. How many know anything about that? How many outside? Let me see the hand. That boy said, what is that outside toilet, Mama? What are you doing? Yeah, man. Yeah, you need a mask. Been there, done that. Outside water. Draw that bucket up, right?
Yep.
Then you have one to move. Got to prime it though. You got to prime it. Yeah. Somebody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Let's say this: I'll never be broke. Another day in my life. To me now. Shout about it. Shout about it. Shout about it. Shout about it. If you hear on the side of my voice.